This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. McDonough County Sheriff's candidate Brian Baca has a bankruptcy filing in his past. He says it taught him a lot about how to handle money and be fiscally conservative. Baca says in 2003 he was injured and needed surgery. At the time, he was working in the canine unit with the Illinois Department of Corrections. He says there was no light work option for him to return to, and as a result, he was out of work for several months. Baca says even though he wasn't getting a paycheck, he still had medical bills, a house payment, and car loans.
What little savings I did have got eaten up fairly quickly. So, like a fool, I started using my credit cards. Basically, I started robbing from Peter to pay Paul, taking out high-interest loans to try to make ends meet until I could get back to work. And then once you start down that rabbit hole, it spirals very quickly.
Baca says he considered his legal options and filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. According to the court documents, Baca and his wife owed nearly $27,000 to several creditors, including Capital One, a credit union, and Illinois Payday Loans. Baca says the bankruptcy resulted from bad fortune and the fact that he hadn't been saving enough money, vacation days, or sick leave at work.
That period taught me a lot. It taught me to be conservative. Save your money, save your time. Make sure that you're set in case of emergency so you don't hit that pitfall again.
The bankruptcy filing was anonymously given to Tri-State's Public Radio. We asked Baca about it because if elected, he would manage a more than $2.5 million budget for the Sheriff's Department. Baca says he manages a budget in his current role as operations warden for the Illinois Department of Corrections facility in Canton. Baca says he scrutinizes his spending, and if something is not a necessity, they do without it. And if it is, they look for the cheapest option available. Baca is one of three Republicans running for McDonough County Sheriff in this month's primary. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.